The Sensex soars as much as 1,030 points to touch fresh all-time highs, comes within striking distance of the 60,000 mark on the back of strong global cues. The rally is led by banking and financial stocks. The Nifty ends above 17,800 for the first time. Sources tell NDTV Narendra Giri, the top seer, filmed a video hours before his death. The video, like a note found near his body, mentions blackmail and harassment by disciples. Field investigations and forensic examination reports suggest the Dhanbad District and Sessions judge who was killed in a hit and run was intentionally hit by truck drivers, the CBI tells the Jharkhand High Court. The Supreme Court will set up a panel to probe Pegasus phone hacking, announces the Chief Justice of India, adds interim orders are likely to be issued next week. The Prime Minister has arrived in Washington for a three-day visit to participate in the Quad Summit. He will address the UN General Assembly. He calls for mutual recognition of vaccine certificates in a video message to the COVID Global Summit. He will meet global CEOs and the Australian Prime Minister today. But the US rules out adding Japan or India to the new trilateral security partnership with Australia and the United Kingdom. The White House press secretary even jokes about what the acronym AUKUS would become with more additions. Three people are killed, two others seriously injured in a blast at a firecracker storage facility in Bengaluru. And Indian tech startup Freshworks' value jumps 32% after a $1 billion IPO. Rajnikanth wishes the Freshworks founder good luck in a tweet. The other big story right now, the Supreme Court appreciating India's COVID management and also hailing the decision to give 50,000 rupees in compensation to the families of those who died of COVID. A bench of Justices M.R. Shah and A.S. Bopanna said, given the size of our population, vaccine expenses, the economic situation and the adverse circumstances faced, India took exemplary steps and no other country managed to do what India has done. Sukiti gets us the details. In news coming in, the Prime Minister's Citizens Assistance and Relief in Emergency Situations, or PM CARES Fund, is in the news again. It's a charitable trust under the law, is what the Delhi High Court has been told, with the clarification that the trust fund is not a fund of the government of India and its amount does not go into the consolidated fund of India. The Supreme Court will set up a committee to inquire into the Pegasus phone hacking row, is what the Chief Justice of India has said this morning, adding that interim orders are likely to be issued next week. Sukiti gets us the details. The NSO Group, which owns Pegasus, admits this is spyware and used to hack phones, but says it does business only with governments and government agencies. The Israeli company says it does not corroborate the list of potential targets reported by media companies around the world. The Indian government has said there is no substance to the reports of Pegasus being used by it against opposition leaders, journalists and others. NDTV cannot independently verify the authenticity of the list of those who were supposedly targeted. Prime Minister Modi arrived in Washington today for a three-day visit during which he will participate in the first in-person Quad Summit with the US, Australia and Japan. He will also have his first bilateral meetings with President Joe Biden. Prime Minister Modi was received at the airport by senior officials of the Biden administration and India's ambassador to the US, Taranjit Singh Sandhu. He tweeted, "Grateful to the Indian community in Washington for the warm welcome. Our diaspora is our strength. It's commendable how the Indian diaspora has distinguished itself across the world." The Prime Minister has a packed schedule. He will also be addressing the UN General Assembly. He arrived at the Joint Base Andrews in Washington, D.C. to a grand welcome by a crowd of Indian Americans who chanted his name and waved the Indian flag. Despite early morning rain, a significant number of people gathered to welcome the Prime Minister.